Hundreds of thousands of people continue to participate in pro-EU rallies in Ukraine's capital, Kiev. Stefan Boss reports on the growing pressure on Ukraine's president to resign.
Revolution! Revolution!
As many as 500,000 Ukrainians, many waving EU and Ukrainian flags, shouting revolution, revolution. Sunday's rally was the biggest demonstration since the pro-freedom Orange Revolution in 2004. Protesters demanded the resignation of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and the government because they refused to sign the European Union Association Agreement. Instead, the president wants closer ties with neighboring Russia. Demonstrators fear Ukraine will become part of a Russian-led customs union. Nearby, a statue of late Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin was toppled. Critics view him as a symbol of Russian domination. The fact that this statue was still standing in Kiev 22 years after our independence means that we never fully overcame Russian occupation, this protester says. He adds that destroying the Lenin statue is a crucial step to end the occupation. Ukraine will change after this symbol is gone. Yet not everyone agrees with the opposition. Many also gathered at a smaller demonstration supporting the government. We cannot allow this country to end up in chaos and to be robbed of its resources, this speaker tells the crowd. We have to win, and we will win, he warns. But for now, the opposition still continues with its pro-EU revolution. Long live Ukraine, they shout, while the head of Lenin's statue is shown to the crowd. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.